Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is the Friday khutbah sermon on the topic how the interrogative adverb kaifa, meaning how, is used in the Noble Quran. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Anzala ilayna al-Quran al-Kareem. Fihi ayatun lis-sa'ilin. Wastifhamatun tunabbihu al-mutadabbirin. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من سار على هديهم إلى يوم الدين. All praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, who sent to us the Noble Qur'an, wherein there are signs for those who inquire and questions that stimulate the minds of those who reflect and contemplate. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in His oneness. I testify that our leader, our Prophet Muhammad, is the servant of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send your salutations, peace and blessings upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad and upon all his family and companions and upon whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the Day of Judgment. To proceed, I advise you and myself to embody a reverential consciousness, taqwa of Allah. Allah Most High says, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
Do they not travel in the earth and see the aftermath of those before them? Indeed, the abode of the hereafter is better for those who have reverential consciousness, taqwa of Allah. Do you not understand? O Muslims, Allah Most High says in His clear and manifest book,
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ.
Will they not reflect earnestly on the Qur'an? Indeed, this is an invitation from Allah Almighty to reflect and ponder over the Holy Qur'an. For the Holy Qur'an is a miracle in the perfection of its eloquence and variety of its literary styles and devices. Of these literary styles and devices is the frequent use of the interrogative adverb how, which is used to ask about the state of an existing object, as a way of exciting and stimulating the minds of those who contemplate and attracting their attention. For indeed, Allah Most High has mentioned the word kaifa or how in 83 places in the Holy Qur'an, signifying diverse contexts and expressing multiple meanings and significations. This is in order to encourage us to reflect and ponder over the manifestations of His infinite power and marvelous originality of His creative act, to take heed of the plight of past generations and Allah's description of the plight of the people on the Day of Reckoning, and lead us by the hand to inquire into the profound meanings of the Holy Qur'an and attain its noble aims and purposes. So what are the various contexts in which how questions are used in the Holy Qur'an? O servants of Allah, how questions are used in the Qur'an to firmly establish the profound and sublime meanings of faith, like the question regarding the reality of the universe, and the wisdom behind the existence of created things, and how the process of creation was begun, how it is maintained, and how it will be repeated after it has been annihilated. Like what Allah Most High says,
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Say, O Muhammad, travel through the land, then see how Allah began the process of creation. Thereafter He will produce a subsequent creation. Indeed, Allah has power over everything. Prophet Sayyiduna Ibrahim, blessings be upon him, asked his Lord and Creator saying,
Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyil mawta.
O my Lord, show me how you give life to the dead, so that his faith, certainty and peace of mind can increase. So when his Lord said to him,
أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي.
Is it that you do not believe? He said, Of course, I do, but it is just to put my heart at peace. So Allah Almighty facilitated for him the understanding of giving life to the dead, and then said to him,
وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And know that Allah is mighty, wise. That is to say, Allah is mighty such that nothing can overpower him, and nothing can escape his power and refuse his command. He brings the earth to life after it was dead, and restores to it its beauty and radiance after it was dry. Allah Most High says,
فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
So look to the effects of Allah's mercy, how He gives life to the earth after its death. Surely, that Allah is the one who will give life to the dead, and He has the power to do everything. That is to say, look with the gaze of deduction, extrapolation, and taking heed at the manner and mode in which Allah gives life to the earth after its death, for that indeed is one of the effects of His infinite mercy. O you who reflect and ponder, how questions in the Holy Quran open for us the doors of inquiry and research and the remote regions and recesses of knowledge, and increase us in faith in addition to our existing faith and veneration of our Lord. Therein lies obedience to the command of our Creator. Allah Almighty invites us to ask ourselves about all that surround us regarding His magnificent creations that point to His unlimited power and absolute unicity, and demonstrate and prove the infinite vastness of His knowledge and absolute originality of His creative act. Thus Allah Almighty says,
أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ.
Do they not look at the camels, how they have been created? For Allah Most High created the camels in a wondrous and amazing manner, with powerful legs to facilitate carrying our belongings and enable them to stand up in addition to the heavy loads that they carry, and made them such that they can store water and food and are thus able to endure thirst for long durations of time. Then Allah Almighty orders us to contemplate the massive creation of the sky, which we see during nighttime, during daytime, while traveling and while being resident. Then Allah Almighty says,
وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ.
And do they not look at the sky, how it has been raised high? So why don't we ask ourselves one day, how did Allah Almighty raise the skies without any pillars, and decorated them with stars, showing no flaws or rifts? Then Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says,
وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ.
And do they not look at the mountains, how they are firmly erected? In order to direct our attention to the mountains which, notwithstanding their height, continue to stand firmly rooted, not swaying at all. Then Allah Most High urges us to look at the earth under us, saying,
وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ.
And do they not look at the earth, how it is spread out? The earth is a home and resting place. Allah Almighty made it level and even for walking, sitting, and reclining in order to show mercy to us and make life easy for us. O servants of Allah, Among the how questions used in the Holy Quran, there are those questions which call us to reflect on Allah's Most High's infinite wisdom and the distribution of generous gifts amongst us, so that our minds are at ease and our hearts at peace. Allah Most High says,
انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض.
See how we have bestowed more on some than on others. That is, ponder over how we have preferred some people over others in what we have given them in terms of reasoning powers and understanding, just as we have preferred some over others in terms of work and generous giving. As such, we made among them those who are rich, those who are poor, and those who are in between, in order that they may help one another, and some being a cause for others to be able to live in this world, one person through his wealth, and another person through his work and effort. And in this way, the issue of global subsistence and provision is rectified. Then Allah Almighty says,
وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا.
But verily the year after is more in rank and gradation and more in excellence. That is, their differentiation in terms of the degrees of benefits of the year after are greater and more superior than this material world. So when a person's desire for the pursuit of this world increases, then the pursuit for the excellence of the year after is even more befitting. So let us reflect on this and act accordingly, for indeed, reflection begets wisdom, produces humility, and results in action. O Allah, grant us understanding of your divine book and contemplation of your signs. And grant us, O Allah, the power and ability to obey you and to obey your trustworthy messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to obey those whom you have commanded us to obey in your holy book when you said, and you are the truest of speakers.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa ulil amri minkum.
O you believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. O Muslims, Allah Most High created us in this worldly life and subjected to us all the created objects that are around us to see how we're going to act and behave, and how our obedience will be towards our Lord and our emulation of our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty says,
ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ لِنَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ.
Then we made you their successors on earth, so that we see how you would act. That is, Allah Most High created humankind and tasked them with striving to do good, perform righteous deeds in abundance, and treat people with kindness and benevolence. Sayyiduna Umar ibn al-Khattab once said, "Our Lord has indeed spoken the truth. He has not placed us here on earth except to see how we act and the deeds we perform. So show Allah of the deeds you perform that which is good, both at night and during the day, in private and in public. For Allah Almighty sees your deeds, and people will bear witness to your words and deeds." Allah Almighty says,
وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
Allah will see your deeds, and so will His Messenger and the believers. Then Allah will reward you for your righteous behavior, kindness, benevolence, and good actions.
فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
So whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it, and whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. So let us reflect and ponder over Allah Almighty's book and its verses, pay heed to the questions and examinations, and let us teach it to our children, that they in turn may take heed and be admonished.
أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This khutbah is brought to you by إذاعة القرآن الكريم, Abu Dhabi.